Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Hey, Philly, it's good to be back.
Vice President Harris in Pennsylvania's biggest city revving up the Get Out the Vote operation with early voting underway.
We are all here together because we also understand how high the stakes are at this very moment. Philly, we've got 9 days. 9 days. 9 days left in one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is in New York City at a major Trump event.
Former President Donald Trump is here at Madison Square Garden, not because there is a belief inside his campaign that he can win in blue New York, but because they want to project confidence. Have the spotlight on this spectacle. Make sure that Republicans nationwide are turning out and excited about the prospect of Trump returning to power. It's about momentum, or at least showing momentum in this closing lap.
A new CBS News poll finds an essentially tied race nationally and across the battleground states. Today marks 6 years since the deadly shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh took 11 lives. CBS News Pittsburgh reporter Chilakase Adele is at a memorial service.
Most of the synagogue was demolished earlier this year, and ground was broken in June for a new building at the synagogue. That will include a memorial and a museum to help combat anti-Semitism.
The shooting was the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in U.S. history. There's new movement toward peace talks over Gaza, as we hear from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Egypt has proposed a 2-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange 4 Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. The proposal comes as Israel, U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari officials are slated to meet in Qatar to restart truce talks that have been dormant for more than 2 months. There are still 101 Israeli hostages in Gaza, although it's not clear how many are still alive.
In Washington state, a landslide early this morning during heavy rain forced the closure of all northbound lanes on Interstate 5 in Bellingham.
Oh, I didn't expect this, but I knew exactly when my husband, when he woke up this morning and told me about all the lights and all the other places that flooded.
No injuries were reported. Crews are dealing with mud and debris as geotechnical experts assess the conditions there. Game 3 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Yankees is tomorrow night.
Let's go!
Feeling great. We're up 2-0. We hope Shohei's not hurt too much. We're ready for game 3 in New York.
Those are Dodgers fans. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says Shohei Ohtani has been cleared to play after injuring his arm last night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s for Monday. It will be breezy out of the south. Chance of a shower Monday night with a low of 55. Breezy again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Rain likely Tuesday night.
It's 57 at our studios.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
times. New lovers, shadows on the blind. Your heart's a mercenary, but like a dancer on the wire, come the sparks of frayed desire as a fire's carried. I'm just a ghost in your stereo, the fading memory of a shipwreck in the undertow. You're just a lost song I wrote, and I'm just a ghost in your stereo.
The Midnight, with a couple of tracks for ya. We started off the show with The Stranger, and that was followed by Ghost in Your Stereo from their EP Horror Show. And with that, we welcome you, one and all, haha, to this Halloween episode of Seth Faces the Music. Like every good horror movie, we have a sequel. Let's call it Halloween 2, but this has nothing to do with Jason or Freddy or Michael. It only has to do with great songs. So let's keep it going here, everyone, and join me, won't you, as we face the spooky music together. Actually, we're going to start off with a real fun one. It's the title is based on a pun, and it's a translation from English to Japanese, which makes it even more, well, kind of cool, actually. Here's the band Poppin' Party with their homage to that most American of holidays. Here's Hello, Wink.
Halloween, halloween, kiss, choo-choo. 誰も止められない変身願望は日にち
from their album Juju. There was the very appropriate for the season named band Susie and the Banshees with Halloween. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that was formed actually in the mid-90s, and since then they've released several albums. They are massively popular in the UK. They have a pretty decent following here in the United States as well. We're going to be pulling a song from their most recent album in 2022. Stick around and find out who it is when we return on WFHR.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. When bells started ringing and chains ran loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing wasn't gonna drive me away. When I see something that give me the creep, had one big eye and two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. With his feet to sound like a drum. Said you gonna be here when morning come. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning come. Be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now I am boss. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. On the hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I begin to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. I said to me, you better run. And don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now I am bound. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off.
And that was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with their version of Haunted House, originally made famous by Jumpin' Gene Simmons. No, not that Gene Simmons, a different one. And before that, we opened up the set with Muse from their album Will of the People. That was You Make Me Feel Like It's Halloween. Coming up next, we have a song from a venerable group, and this one has a little bit of story, so bear with me for just a second. On Halloween night in 2022, Duran Duran, yes, that band from the 80s, had a set on Halloween in Las Vegas. They donned some costumes, they performed some of their spookier songs and everything. It went over so well that 1 year later, on Halloween, or right around Halloween, they released an album called Dance Macabre. And not only does it have some new tracks featuring all of the old band members, which is pretty cool, but they reworked some of their classic songs to be more spooky. It's a very cool album. If you get a chance, listen to the whole thing because it's very neat. We're going to highlight a couple of the songs from that album. Right now, here is one with an assist from their old friend Nile Rodgers. Here's Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
You are become a building surface, is not. Stays in the mind of the all-powerful.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. In possession by the music and the guiles. We'll be right back.
it is therefore not too much to assume that psychic forces were operating at the time and brought about what I hope has not proved a disappointment to any of you.
Thank you.
And that was Bora Minovich and the Harmonica Rascals, so that was fun to say, with The Ghost Walk. And before that, we heard from the Boulay Brothers, All Hallows Eve. Stick around, everyone. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have a haunted classic. It's been a staple of Halloween radio ever since it was first released in the 1960s. Here's a little different version that I think is one of the best. Stick around on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s for Monday. It will be breezy out of the south. Chance of a shower Monday night with a low of 55. Breezy again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Rain likely Tuesday night.
Currently 53 degrees.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy.
just like a ghost. You've been a haunt in my dreams, but now I know you're not what you seem. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky, yeah. Ah, spooky, spooky, spooky,
asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
thank you.
from her album Punisher. That was Phoebe Bridgers with Halloween. And before that, we heard from the wonderful, the great Dusty Springfield with her version of Spooky. And I don't care what anyone says, I think that one is the best version that is out there. Let us now turn to a band, an American band, that is second only in fandom and long concerts and jamming to the Grateful Dead. I am talking, of course, about the band Phish. On again, off again band since the 1980s. They've been around for a super long time. Back in 1998, they released a very cool album that's one of my favorites in their oeuvre called The Story of the Ghost. And here is the title track, simply Ghost.
I think
And that was The Pixies with Haunted House. And that is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. After this short break, we will be back with hour two with more spooky, spectacular, fabulous, scary music, including a little experiment that I think you are going to enjoy. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here, and we'll be right back.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.